everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to help your family navigate and understand the independent school application process. I'm Sharon Jarboe, Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School, and today I'm joined by Billy Hockey in our admission office and Erin O'Connell from our English department. And our episode is called This I Believe. This episode is going to focus in on a holiday tradition here at Pennington in our honors English class, but it's also going to serve as a vehicle for helping us to explore the many ways that independent schools help students to develop strong character traits and sound values.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's going to turn out great. We're going to find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're going to bolster your chances to succeed.
A refreshing trend is emerging among families who are considering independent schools. And this may include your family as well, as you sort of prioritize what you're looking for at this next step in your child's education. And this trend is to value character more. A survey conducted by the Enrollment Management Association looked at 2,700 families and asked them, you know, why are you considering independent schools? What is it that you value the most? And a full 92% of those families surveyed ranked character development equal with strong academics and academic rigor. This is definitely a positive trend and a shift from previous years and previous mindsets where only academics would be at the top. So, Billy, what do you think is driving this trend toward valuing character and values in education?
Well, in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of research released that sheds light on the benefits of character development. Angela Duckworth from the University of Pennsylvania, who is most commonly known for her research done on grit and positive psychology, has affirmed that grade point average and college persistence is strongly correlated with character traits like self-control and perseverance. This research also has shown that character strengths are a stronger predictor of success in college, work, and life than traditional measures like an SAT score are. So I think that information has resonated with a lot of families. And also, in the last several years, there's been a surge in alternative educational options for kids, which don't emphasize character development as much as independent schools do. So online schools and fusion schools, for example, have become very popular to accommodate students who are now specializing in a very specific interest, who won't be fit for a traditional Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 sort of class schedule. And people like Mark Zuckerberg have invested in this type of education, giving it more popularity. And there's also been an increase in deeper learning schools, which emphasize depth over breadth. So a student who knows they want to go into a very specific field, like STEM, for example, can find a school that's singularly focused in those areas. But, you know, as I mentioned, the drawback of these types of schools is that they don't put the value on character development like independent schools do. And, you know, private schools are able to accomplish this character development piece through the diversity, through chapel programs, peer mentoring programs, and as Erin's going to talk more about, through the curriculum. So, Erin, can you tell us why is this I Believe project been something that you've been doing with your students year after year?
Well, the This I Believe project started in the 1950s with Edward R. Murrow on National Public Radio as an opportunity for people, average people, famous people, really anyone. The invitation went out to anyone and everyone to articulate a belief that they had. It was in a time when the country, as he said, was a great flux, so that values were more important than ever, and he thought he wanted to give people an opportunity to express those values through radio.
Great. So why is this something that you've implemented with your class?
So I think in English classes, we spend a lot of time talking about what an author believes. And of course, we hear from our students about what they believe maybe in our small discussions or our Harkness Table style discussions, but they don't get to put that in writing enough. And we want to hear what they think and what they believe And this format and the structure gives them an opportunity to articulate those beliefs. I really like that we can carve out the time in class to allow students to reflect on their lives, on maybe books that have been important to them or quotes that have been important. We have in my class an inspiration journal to get them to write this final essay, their This I Believe essay, and taking the time in class and on their own to reflect on their lives and what's important to them, I think is important, and it's important in adolescence, and we have the flexibility to do that in our curriculum. My favorite part of the project is when we go into our recording studio and the students stand there with, you know, the mic in front of them and headphones on, and have to really stand in their own shoes and speak this I Believe essay aloud. They're recorded and their classmates are sitting around them, and really to stand in their own shoes and to own this value and belief and speak it is very empowering. And I think it's a great opportunity for them here.
That's fantastic.
Would you like to hear a few?
I'd love to.
I believe that positivity can make everybody's days better and brighter.
I believe that technology betters my life and the lives of others.
I believe we need to cherish every moment because it's impossible to get the moment back.
I believe in being out of our comfort zone makes us stronger.
I believe that determination and resilience are the key to success.
I believe that I should cherish life and not let technology overpower me.
I believe that hard work and dedication pays off.
I believe in the power that comes with finding your passion.
I believe in praying with purpose and meaning.
I believe best friends can be as important as family.
I believe in expressing myself by playing music.
I believe that life is one big risk made up of little risks, and each one that I take builds my character.
I believe in moving forward because that's how I honor my grandmother and the life she lived.
I believe that dogs bring joy.
I believe in willpower and mental strength.
I believe that the journey is more enlightening than the destination.
Gabby, as a high school student in boarding school, struggled with the guilt of leaving her family. That is, until she realized their love was so deep that it was undying.
I believe that love can stretch even the longest of distances. For the longest time, I took that love for granted. I complained about having my parents involved in every situation and my brother always coming into my room asking me to play when I was busy. It wasn't until these moments with them were ripped away from me that I realized how unappreciative I was. I didn't value my time with them until it was all too late. The summer of eighth grade, I was accepted to a boarding prep school in New Jersey, Pennington. At the time, I just wanted to leave. I wanted to get away from the town that clearly didn't want me, a town that went out of its way to silence me and break me until I barely felt like a person. I felt like a porcelain doll with so many cracks that she was too far gone to ever be fixed. But this is my chance to start over, to be anyone I wanted to be. I was focused on finding the silver lining in my life. I was focused on finding my purpose. It all happened so quick that I didn't realize I'd be leaving the people that stood by me through all the years of tears and tantrums. I was selfish. I was leaving my younger brother alone, leaving it up to him to fight off all his problems, problems that I knew his innocent heart couldn't solve without me. I'd be abandoning the two people that spent 14 years raising a young girl who they'd hoped would be successful one day. I wanted to make them proud, but I never expected that I'd have to leave them in the process. Leaving them, I thought our bond as a family would weaken. I thought that we'd drift away from each other, even if I visited every once in a while. I remember calling every 2 hours freshman year, saying I wanted to go home, saying that this place wasn't meant for a girl like me. It hurt them to see me like this, see me turn back into that quiet, insecure girl I was back home. But it hurt them more to tell me that I had to stay. Seeing this, it opened my eyes. They believed in me. They believed in the girl that ignored them and pushed them away all those times they tried to help, all those times they tried to pick me up when all I did was break. My blood would boil at the thought of them pretending to know what I was going through. I blocked them out, not because I didn't want their help, but because I was ashamed. I didn't want them to see me that weak and vulnerable. And yet they tried. They never gave up. They still weren't. They believed in the girl that didn't even believe in herself. That was love. My family loved me. My family loves me. I stood there shocked at how oblivious I'd been in the past. They loved me enough to set me free, to let me go. Now I'm here, miles away from them, still feeling that same intensity of love. I can feel my brother hugging me at night and my father kissing my forehead at 3 a.m. in the morning before he leaves. I can hear my mother's voice telling me that everything's going to be okay. It's the only way I get through the consistent weeks without seeing them. I believe that this is a kind of love I can only share with them. Through thick and thin and the ups and downs of life, this is a kind of love that is never weakened. Love like this, whether inches or miles are put between it, will never fade.
Wow, what a beautiful and inspiring statement of one student's belief. Right, Billy?
Sure was. And what a timely project right around the holidays. Thank you, Erin, for sharing this with us.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning into Admission Insight. And on behalf of the Admission Insight team, we want to wish you and your family a very happy holiday, however you celebrate. And more than anything, we hope that you will find time to reflect upon what you believe in most.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right.